Track 8, Success Story of the Elegant Egret. This graceful bird has made itself at home in Norfolk.
To a shy, skittish, but versatile little white heron from the continent, the wetlands of Norfolk are very attractive. It's not only the miles of estuaries, inlets, reed beds, and carefully managed reserves which have improved in quality over the last 20 to 30 years, which are so important, but the shallow water in many of the creeks, streams, lakes, and pools. This allows the little egret, Egretta gazetta, to find the very thing it is best at, a niche to fill. I saw my first little egret in the late 80s, explains Ian Woodward, research ecologist and the British Trust for Ornithology's Heronries Census National Organiser since 2016, based in Thetford. A member of the RSPB's Young Ornithologist Club had organised a trip to Norfolk. In those days, there was a special hotline you could ring for rare birds, and we heard that an egret had been sighted near Holcombe, Ian continues. I remember peering over the hedgerow for my first sight of this then unusual visitor to our shores. Although egrets were first seen in the UK in the 1950s, they were rare until the 1990s. The first account of the successful breeding was in Dorset in 1996. They continued to spread out and head north, and were sighted in Norfolk much more frequently by the early 2000s, particularly at Titchwell Marsh and Holcombe. Keeping themselves to themselves, it wasn't for another 10 years that visitors to the county would regularly come across them. The first experience many might have had was of their recognisable squawk when disturbed or alarmed, taking off in a flurry of fine, delicate, snowy white feathers. Prior to the egret's arrival, the only herons in the UK were the grey heron and bittern, Ian explains. The egret may have prospered as it doesn't compete with either for food. At 60 centimetres tall and weighing 450 grams, it is considerably smaller than the grey heron with shorter legs, neck and bill. Norfolk's flooded habitats allow it to profit from an abundance of fish, amphibians, worms, crustaceans and mollusks, but most importantly, the smaller prey that a grey heron either couldn't catch or wouldn't waste their time on, as they need larger prey which they tend to find in deeper water. The little egret is considered native as it's found its own way here as opposed to escaping or being released. Its ability to adapt and specialise has seen its recovery from near extinction in parts of the southern European wetlands in the 19th century, ironically, something which the British public were heavily responsible for, and all because of this attractive bird's most notable feature. During the breeding season in May-June, alongside fine back plumage, the egret grows two very long slender neck plumes, says Ian. These were considered an ideal decoration for ladies' hats. They became so sought after that it led to the devastation of egret colonies, and this was one focus of the RSPB's very first leaflet. The egret's ability to disperse quickly and travel a long way from the south, as well as individuals arriving from the continent seeking somewhere to find a partner, or a heronry to join, has meant a generally upward trajectory in Norfolk's numbers from 2009 onwards. They coexist in Europe with spoonbills and the bossier, more grey heron-like great egret, and so they are doing here, again relying on that specialised ability to find a niche within the ecosystems of our area. The little egret nests later than grey herons, and often in the lower, scrubbier understory, where it is usually well hidden, as opposed to its more dominant neighbour which opts for the crown of a tree to create its nest, Ian explains. They usually have a clutch of 4 to 5 eggs, and the warmer weather might be an advantage to the egret. If you are lucky, you will come across a bird in breeding plumage, with not only its elegant breeding feathers, but also reddish eyes, feet and lores, the connection of skin between the head and the bill. The success of the egret could well be an indicator of the health of Norfolk's wetland areas. This is shown by the overall success of many of our wetland birds, suggesting plentiful food. Work by the RSPB and Norfolk Wildlife Trust, among others, can be thanked for this, says Ian. The little egret has faced two beasts from the east, which have definitely affected numbers, as they are very vulnerable to a short spell of bad weather. There were 1,102 nests counted nationally in the 2021 census, including at least 78 nests at 8 colonies in Norfolk. However, Norfolk is a difficult county to monitor, and COVID has limited results gathered, and it is likely that numbers are higher in both Norfolk and in the UK. It is still considered a rare breeding bird and is included in the annual report by the Rare Breeding Birds Panel. Another factor is the more recent influx of its continental cousins, including the great white egret and cattle egret. It is possible that the numbers of little egret will reach saturation point, and one thing they could compete with another species for is nest space, Ian concludes. But the little egret is very adaptable, and once milder winters became more frequent, it took the opportunity to find a home for itself. This addition to the fauna of our islands will definitely be quietly fishing Norfolk's wild, bountiful, and ever-shifting coastal landscape into the future.